nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Give myself away, oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. My life is not my own, to you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away, oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. All I want is you. All I want is you. Hallelujah. All I want is you. Hallelujah. All I want is you. I say yes, Lord, yes. 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 Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. Holding nothing. Withholding nothing. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. Oh, my life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. Hallelujah. I surrender all to you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for putting us in our right mind this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Greta, are you there?
Glory to God. Glory to God. Can you hear me? Minister
yes.
Rosalyn,
yes.
Praise
yes.
God. I give myself away, O God, so you can use me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As we just lift our hearts and our minds unto the Lord, we just reverence him and glorify his holy and right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And we are here ready to serve and ready to uplift the name of Jesus. We're thankful that you have joined us this morning on our 10th day of our corporate fast. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. We glorify you, Father, for just establishing this day. We thank you, Lord, because we realize, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, that it is in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to worship you and to glorify your holy and righteous name, Lord, as our prayer songstress came before you this morning, Lord God, saying, we give ourselves away to you, O God. And we thank you, Father God, as we sit at your feet, Lord God, we ask that you direct our paths this day. Lord God, we are lifting up our corporate leadership this morning, Father God, in the Artist Life family. We are asking, Father, a special prayer, a special anointing upon Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon and our Alfredo Arazo, oh God. We're asking blessings upon Jose and even Dr. Lionel Kelly, Father God. We're asking blessings upon our Papa and Mama Diaz de Leon, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing in their lives. And even within the corporate office, Father God, we're asking a special blessing upon your people this morning. We thank you, Father God, for leading them and guiding them into all truth. And you told us when we know the truth will surely make us free. We thank you for the freedom in Jesus. We glorify you, Father, because it's only you that have made us and not we ourselves. We are your people who are called by your name. And, Father God, we say, have your way in your service this morning. Have your way in the anointed speaker this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for the words that will come forth out of your servant's mouth this morning, O God. And we, your people, will chew on what you have for us this morning. And Lord God, we thank you for the blessings that you're doing in this season, in this hour, in this time. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah and amen. I will now turn it over to our wonderful, capable host. Are you there? Host, are you there?
Minister Cynthia, all you have to do is just star six yourself. Minister Brennan, she must be having problems with her phone. I'm looking at her on the board. Minister Cynthia, all you have to do is just hit star six.
Okay. I thought I heard her earlier. That's why I didn't.
Well, she is on the board, but I don't know why she's not unmuting herself. So if you could go on, I'd appreciate it.
Please. Okay, no problem. Good morning, good morning. Again, welcome to the Master's Call, and we're so thankful that you have joined us this morning. We glorify his holy name. Let me share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, which is Psalm 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, not only that, we have a website that you can go to. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that the bios of our speakers are there, as well as the messages that are archived, and you can always go there and get a word from the Lord. Now, our theme this year is in 2020 with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Now, not only that, we have the directives of our corporate fast. And many of you are doing the corporate fast with us. I tell you, we are on day 10, as I mentioned earlier, and we're so thankful to God that we're standing on God's word, and today we are lifting up the leadership of Artist Life. Now, also, I just want to share with you that we have kickoff, the corporate kickoff that's coming up, Artist Life corporate kickoff, and for 2020, and that is going to be held in Houston, Texas at the Marriott and by the Hobby Airport, and it's going to be held on the 25th and 26th. And remember, set your schedules accordingly where you can attend the Sunday service that Sunday morning. Now, also, we have the new morning motivational call that's coming up. Right after this call, every Monday through Friday. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Now, today is Presidential Tuesday, and I know Manager Constance Cantaway is going to be the host for today, and we're so thankful to God that you will join Presidential Tuesday after this call. I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker who is always ready to serve for the Lord. She is no stranger to this call, and we're so thankful to God for this wonderful woman. I tell you, she's truly a blessing, and every time we get a chance to go to Las Vegas, we always look forward to seeing her. Touching and just giving her a big hug and knowing that God is doing a special work in through her. So she stands on Matthew 11 and 12, says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." I'm talking about none other than Pastor Lavona Lewis, the woman of God who was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada. She has served as a woman of God, a mother, a co-pastor. She has served as a counselor. She is a blessing to the nation. She is has been filled with the Holy Spirit. She began preaching at a very young age. She is the wife of Overseer Eugene Lewis. She is also a servant who prays with so many people around the country. I see her on Facebook. She is a graduate of University of Phoenix, Arizona. We can go on and on. You can go and look at her her bio. But I tell you one thing. When you hear this voice, you will know that she is anointed. She is appointed. And she is a woman who stands on God's word, believes God's word, trust in his word, and guess what? She acts on it because we have seen miraculous work go through her by her standing on the word of God. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Pastor Lavona Lewis from Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you there, Pastor Lavona?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Bless God. We're so grateful to be here this morning and to come to you. Like she said, my name is Pastor Lavona Lewis, and I am here on we call the backside of the desert here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where our headquarters is located. I'm so grateful to come to you this morning. So grateful you decided to start your day out with a word from God, with prayer, with connecting to your fellow brothers and sisters and hearing what thus said the Lord. I am coming to you today to talk to you and just encourage your heart and to let you know that God loves you and he has nothing but the best intentions for you. We often hear about Paul, and we know Paul. Paul's not new to the believer. We've read about Paul and his conversion. We read about how good God has been to Paul, and we also heard about the sufferings of Paul. But another thing we know about Paul is that Paul was a man of prayer, and I wanted to talk to you today about prayer. And and using him as an example in particular for this morning. If you're not a person of prayer and you are a believer, it's time to check that. It's time to look into that, to become a person of prayer. And I want to say, listen, prayer on a consistent basis is how we communicate with our Father. It's how we hear from him, how he hears from us. Look, if you want to have a good relationship, you have to be able to speak to the person you say you're in a relationship with. And so here we have to make sure we are in constant communication with God, because that's how we know the will of the Father. We read his word, yes, and we go to church and we hear that. But there's a personal time that you need to put aside, or every believer needs to put aside, to listen to what God is saying to us. Amen? We have to listen and hear what thus says the Lord. What are you speaking, God? And so I want to encourage your hearts, because there's sometimes in prayer is not always an easy thing to do. Come on, you know as good as anyone else that as soon as you start to pray, you could be at home all day, you could have nothing to do, you could have a whole day off and have a whole day set aside just for prayer. And as soon as you begin to say, okay, I'm getting ready to pray, Lord, this is me, your time, everything starts to happen. The phone starts to ring. Oh, all of a sudden now the children are in need of some help. Now all of a sudden folk need you to talk to them, or you remember things in your mind begin to distract you. And so what I want to talk to you today is about how to remain focused, using Paul as an example, to become the prayer warrior that we need to be. We thank God for our mother eagles. We thank God for the women on this call, the men on this, that take this call, because these people have decided to become prayer warriors. And it's because of their prayers. Many of us can say, I know I went through a season of time where I thank God for these women and men who were praying me through because of physical issues, death, whatever the situation is. But thank God for the prayer warriors and the intercessors. I was talking about Paul, and in particular Ephesians, the third chapter. Here we see Paul demonstrating again how he prayed and how to pray. And I love that he goes in talking to them, and he starts talking to them, and he begins to talk to us the prayer in Ephesians 3:1. He begins at 3, and he goes into talking to them and explaining and beginning. And then it seems as though, if you read the scriptures, it seems as though Paul got distracted, like, because he went off to talking about a mystery. He starts by saying, for this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. And he's talking about from previous chapters earlier, for this cause. But then he goes on to talk for the rest of the scriptures, basically about a mystery of God. So it looks like, okay, Paul, what are you talking about? What's going on? It looked like you were starting to pray, and now all of a sudden you've diverted from that. But then if we go back down to our focus on for today, he goes on and he says, 14, for this cause, he goes back. And it's like you say, okay, God, okay, I see, Paul, you came back. You had to deal with something. The Holy Spirit was taking you somewhere, and now you're back. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Paul is such an amazing prayer warrior until he goes and he describes something for us, and then he takes us right back and says, look, I'm praying for you. I have a passion for you. I have a purpose behind me talking to you. I know I'm not always with you, but there's times that you're not going to always be with someone. We're not always with each other, but we got to understand that even when we're not with each other, that we're still praying. Paul begins his prayer to the saints when he talks about the for this cause, and he goes in and he talks and he gives us so much revelation on it, all through from Ephesians 1 to all the way to 3, to where we're at Ephesians 3:14 and 15, I'm sorry. And some of the great things that he discussed with us, that he goes into the scriptures with us about, is one thing he says is how God is constantly interceding for us. The Holy Spirit is constantly interceding for us. So he just says, not only are y'all to pray for each other, and not only am I praying for you, but listen, the Holy Spirit is praying for us as well. And he goes on to talk to them. He says, look, I want you to know this, and I need you to understand that it's so imperative that you get the importance of prayer. He says, look, from the fact that God blesses us with all spiritual blessings in Christ, in verse 1 and 3, he goes to tell them, he says, listen, this is the understanding I need you to have, that God is blessing you even now. Prayer helps us because it helps us to understand that God is blessing us now. He said there's a passion that you need to have in prayer because, listen, he goes into 3 and 6, and he said the importance that you need to know that there's a truth that God has made us heirs to this thing. So what? When we pray, we understand that, look, even in my prayer, I'm an heir to what God has for me. I understand this even in my prayers. And so Paul said, I need y'all to understand. He said, I want you to understand that God, he reached out to us when we were dead and trespassed in our sin. When I didn't know which way to go, but I didn't know which direction to take. When you were lost in your sins, when you were lost in this world and didn't know what to do. Look, it was somebody's prayers that praised you through. Paul said, I need y'all to understand that, look, he reached out to us when we were dead and trespassed. Prayer helps us to understand that. And sometimes you understand, this time you can't even pray for yourself. Somebody had to pray for you. And so now that we are in the understanding, now that we have the revelation and know, look, I can pray. It's my turn, and then I'll pray somebody else through. And it can get frustrating. And so that's how to encourage you, because there's some times you can pray for someone else and it don't look like the prayer is working. Sometimes you can pray for someone else and it looks like they get worse after you pray. I don't know about any of y'all, but I've had that situation, and I know if you've been long praying and saved long enough, you've had the same experience. Paul had the same experience when he was dealing with the people of Ephesus. There were times that he prayed for them, and they didn't see how he wanted God to be, but he didn't cease from praying. He continued to pray for them. He says, look, I need y'all to understand that prayer is a command. Prayer is a command. This is not something we just do because we're bored. This is not something we do because we ain't got nothing else to do. No, prayer is what God wants us to do. Luke 18 and 1 says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to, and I know y'all already finished the scriptures, I'm reading it. Men ought to what? Always pray and not faint. Listen, this is not something we do temporarily. This is not something we do when we have the time. This is something we need to consistently be doing. We need to be always praying and not fainting. This is something, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 says that, look, we ought to pray without ceasing. We got to do this and not stop. Why? Again, because the strength of relationship is based on how we pray, how we speak to the Father, how we hear from the Father. Amen. So 1 Timothy, we have to understand that prayer is a command. Yes, prayer is also a duty. 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4 says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to have come into the knowledge of the truth. Listen, it is a duty. It is important for us to pray for those that are in leadership, those that are in authority. Look, we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our government. We need to pray for our leaders, our pastors. Come on, it is a duty for us to pray. It is supposed to be, look, I am on my knees for you all. You all ought to be on your knees for folk who are out there and say, Lord, give strength, God, give power, God, give clarity, give wisdom. Lord, we need folk to be praying because, look, this helps God to hear the prayers of the saints and the righteous and the direction to be given. So we understand that prayer is a command. Prayer is a duty, but prayer is also a gift. It's an honor to pray. Hebrews 4 and 15 and 16 says, look, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So So listen, let us therefore, the scripture goes to say, come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Look, look, I find it a gift because why? Because look, the Lord, he knows what we feel. When we come to God, we're not informing him on what we, on what's going on. God already knows. But what we're doing is we're touching God because we know and we understand that, look, when I come to you, God, and I pray, I'm coming to you boldly because I know that, listen, when I come before the throne of grace, I'm going to get mercy, I'm going to get grace, and the word tells me, it assures me that we're going to get help in a time of need. That's a gift. God said, look, everybody don't have that. Everybody can't just come and approach me, but look, you're my child. I love you. We have a relationship. You can come to me anytime and tell me where it hurts. Tell me what you need from me. Make your request known, another part of scripture says, to come to me and let me know. Prayer is a privilege. Philippians 4 and 6 through 7 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace. This is the part I love. Come to me boldly, he says. Be careful for nothing. Let everything come with thanksgiving. But listen, understand when you do that, let the peace of God and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. See, this is what Paul was trying to get Ephesus to understand, that there's a passion and a power, a privilege when we pray. This is not a burden. It shouldn't be something that, oh, let me go to prayer meeting, or, oh, let me go, you know, make some time to pray. No, no, no. This is a gift, dear heart. It's a privilege. And prayer is also a promise. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me. This is God speaking to us. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Remember, I told you, when we pray, that's our time to speak to the Father. That's the time he reveals things to us. That's the time he lets us know what his will is. That's the time we get direction. Look, the word tells us, lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your path. Look, Paul had a posture in his prayer. The Bible said he told him, look, I bow. This is for this cause. I bow before God. Now, many of you think that that may mean that it just necessarily be I get on my knees, so I have to get on my knees to pray. But that's not what it means. The posture is how he humbles himself. Now, yes, physically he may have bowed, and some of us, we do the same thing. I know as a little girl, I was taught to bow and get on my knees, but you can walk. Bible says Genesis 18, Abraham stood. First Chronicles 17 said David sat. Matthew 26 said that Jesus stretched out. So look, however you do it, whether you lay on your face, whether you walk the room, whether you call out to God audibly, or whether you say it in your spirit, however you do it, God is calling for his people to pray. If for no other time than before, now we definitely need to pick up the prayer mantle. As I end this call, I want to just encourage your heart that, listen, become the prayer warrior God called you to be. It's time to pray, saints. The old folk used to say it all the time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time everywhere. And so I want to encourage you, as Paul said, listen, this is the reason for this call. Whatever your call is for prayer, make sure you are becoming a daily prayer warrior. God wants to hear from you. And listen, let me speak as a pastor and as a leader, someone in authority. I need you praying for me. Leaders need you praying for them. And your sisters, the Bible says we are to pray one for another. Amen. And so I want to encourage your hearts. Thank you for being on this call. Thank you for dedicating your time to this cause. And I thank you and I beseech you, prayer warriors, let's pray every day. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Lavona, for that powerful message this morning. Yes, pray for me. I could hear that song in my voice. Pray for me. Glory to God, glory to God. So appreciate you. Would you please, at the end, come back and close us out with a benediction after these prayer requests and praise reports that we will pray over, and as well as a few more announcements. Let's pray before the Lord over our prayer requests. Oh, holy, gracious Father, we do need you. We honor you. We glorify your name, Father, because it's only you, Father, that sees all, knows all, and can do all. Lord God, we thank you for this powerful message that you have brought through your servant. And we're asking, Father, that you make all your grace abound towards her. And, Lord, fill all the sufficient needs that she desires, Father God, and need, Father God. We know that you are sufficient in everything, Father God, so we thank you for filling her cup until it overflows. We know, Father God, that you're more than able to supply and make provision, Father, in every area of her life. Lord, bless her husband and all her children and children's children and all their entire congregation, Father God. We ask that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds stay on you. We glorify you, Father, for our wonderful Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we call them healed, whole, and complete in you. Lord God, even those that are having challenges with their health, we're calling them healed by the blood of the Lamb. No weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Lord, that your blood is sufficient. So we apply the blood to every need. And we say, Satan, you have no jurisdiction here. You've got to go in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for touching and comforting the bereaved families, Lord God, especially our dear Minister Wanda and her family, Father God. We ask that you keep them, Lord God, as they prepare the homegoing services of her father. We know, Father God, that you are more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. So show yourself mighty, Father, in the midst of it all. We thank you, Father, for all those that are on this call. And we know, Lord God, that as we receive this word, that we'll be careful to be more than doers, just to stand on your word, to seek your face in all that we do. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of truth ruling and reigning within us to lead us and guide us into all truth. We thank you for these and many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this call with someone because I tell you, prayer is what's needed today. That replay number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. And also, the New Morning Motivational Call is coming up next with Minister Constance Conaway hosting. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And remember, the Artist Life Kickoff 2020 is going to be held January 25th, 26th in Houston, Texas. And it'll be at the Marriott South by the Hobby Airport, and the hotel rates are $89 plus tax with breakfast included. And remember, there will be Sunday morning service, so you want to be in the place. You can go to www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020 to register. We thank you so much again, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you in our praise and worship this morning. And we thank each and every one of you for joining us, and please share this powerful message with someone today. Thank you again, Pastor Lavona, for all that you do. Would you please come back and give us our benediction for today?
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, for your guidance, for your direction. We understand, God, that it is that you want us to make prayer a priority in our lives. But we have so much to pray for, and we have you, Lord, who invites us to pray and to come to you in prayer, and that, Lord, we should humble ourselves before you and ask you to help us make prayer a passion in our lives. Father, we ask that today. And, Lord, we thank you that your word assures us in Isaiah 65:24 that it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Father, thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering. In your mighty name we pray as these people go to start their day. Bless us, Lord, every step and every direction. In Jesus' name we pray. It is so, and amen. Be blessed.